Hey, and welcome to the Jessica Paul podcast. I'm your host, Jess Paul, actress, manifestation expert, and mindset coach. And I'm here to share with you all of my secrets on confidence, success, and the magic of manifestation. If you're ready to dive in deep and see more success in your career, more money in your bank account, and more love in your life with a whole new level of freedom, then you're in the right place. I'm letting loose on everything you need to take back control of your life, up-level your mindset, and tap into your manifestation powers. I'm so excited that you're here. Hello, you gorgeous souls, and welcome back to another episode of the JP Podcast. It's me, Jess Paul, your host, your guide, your spiritual bestie, and your manifestation mentor, and I'm here to help you manifest a life that you freaking love. And this week, guys, we're diving straight in to an episode all around money. A money app. Yes, we love it. So this has been so, like, when I put up a poll on my Instagram story the other day, by the way, guys, anybody listening that isn't following me on Instagram, go ahead, follow at I am Jessica Paul. I post a lot of things on my stories just to find out what you guys want to hear about on the podcast and make sure that it is all tailored to you guys. But I put up a poll and so many of you were like, money, money mindset, money mindset, money mindset. And this is actually something that I've not spoken about in ages. But one of my community members, she actually DM'd me and she was like, Jess, can you do an episode on how to deal with the financial crisis that the UK is going in through right now? The cost of living crisis. I think that's the phrase that's being thrown around. And can we just start by checking in on where our beliefs are around this, guys? One of the main things that I tell so many of my clients and my students is that we are visualizers, we're not observers. We can very, very easily get sucked into the fear around what we see on the news, what the government is telling us, what we're seeing in our physical reality. You know, I'm not claiming that this stuff isn't happening. I'm just saying that if we want to move into a new vibration around money, then we have to be very, very good at being visualizers. Because in times like this, in crisis like this, that you know, people can see and hear about every single day, and there's so much fear around it, we're very, very likely to get sucked into a very low vibration around money, especially. And so this is the first thing that you guys need to know, is that we need to become delusional around what is actually going on if we want to shift vibration. And that is the only way we can do it. You know, it's not being naive to what is going on in the world, but it is knowing that if we want to cultivate a certain vibration into our life, then we have to be very, very certain around that vibration. And that means not watching the news, not being sucked into what your parents are telling you or your friends are telling you or the fear that is going on or the government is telling you, right? And allow yourself to be in your own bubble. And I've had a lot of backlash over this in the past, guys. You know, controversial to say that, yes, I don't watch the news. I don't allow myself to get sucked into these places of low vibration, because I've got a whole community of you guys to serve. And if I'm not in a high vibration, how can I serve you guys? You know, so for me, that's one of my main drives with this. And also for myself, how can I manifest everything into my life if I'm being sucked down this hole of negative vibration all the time that we're seeing on the news? So I want to dedicate this episode to this particular community member who expressed this, because it's obviously something that a lot of us are in fear around at the moment. And by the way, I felt it too. I get susceptible to being sucked into this as well. You know, we're all living in the same reality right now, but you get to decide what kind of reality you create. So I went off on a little ramble there, but first we are going to have our life update. So my life update this week, guys. So I think I mentioned there was like weird astrological events and like strange energies, multiple different retrogrades going on. And I've also been dealing with something personally, like in my family life at the moment, which has been, you know, meaning that I've been diving further into my shadows. And I really feel like actually for the whole of this year, it's just been such a deep shadow process for me. Like I've gone back to a lot of inner work, and it's kind of felt like a lot of my manifestations have been put on pause, but this is what we've got to do in order to expand into the next level version of us that's going to manifest even more, you know, into our lives. The things that I've created thus far are tiny in comparison to what is about to come, but you have to go through these stages of shadow work. And I felt particularly wobbly by the end of September, just like so many things were happening and a lot of things were triggering me. And I felt this fresh new wave as soon as we hit October 1st. And funnily enough, that kind of aligns with a lot of the things astrologically that people are talking about, you know, with retrogrades ending and stuff like that. But for me personally, I feel very in tune with that at the moment because I have felt this shift. And my God, guys, yesterday was a day where I just had I spent the whole day in 24 hours. I have already rewritten the whole of the academy for you guys. And this is like, I've added a whole extra 4 weeks onto this academy full of miracles and manifestation. And, This is my Mindset Miracles and Manifestation Academy 2.0 that's going to be coming out. And I created a whole 6-week money mindset course for you guys too. Like in 24 hours, I just planned all of this out. It was like channeling through me, flowing through me, and it just felt like it needed to be birthed. It was like all of this shadow work. And then suddenly it was like, damn, I'm ready to serve again, you know, because you guys that know me, you guys that have like followed my journey up until this point, like you will know that I haven't really brought a new offer out, like of bits and bobs, but like I haven't brought like a big new offer out in a long time. And that's because when I am going through my own shadow integration, I can't hold space for you guys as well. And I know that if I do dive into my own shadow integration really fully, then I'm going to come out and be able to serve you guys to a whole new freaking level. And I feel like this is happening. I feel like it's occurring by the end of this year. We are gonna have birthed so many new things for you guys to help with your manifestation journey. And I know, because I get DMs from you daily, that you are all waiting for it. You know, I've got multiple of you guys signed up to the next Mindset Miracles and Manifestation Academy, the newest version, and I'm just so excited to bring it out. So basically my life update has been a fresh new wave of energy, and I'm very, very excited for it. And I can't wait to continue on serving. So there's actually no sponsor for this week, because we will be sponsoring this new money mindset course, which will be coming out very soon. I've planned it all out, guys, and I just need to get the things recorded, and then it is coming to you guys so soon. So more on that. Let me know in the DMs again over on Instagram what you have been wanting to dive in most, like with money, because it just seems like such a hot topic at the moment, which is why I'm doing this whole episode on it today. and stay in touch with me, but that is going to be coming out very soon. So diving in then to this money app, right? So we want to talk, as I was saying before, about how we don't want to be in the fear around this money. I'm going to like talk through three things to think about during this cost of living crisis, which I kind of said just in the UK before, because obviously I'm recording from the UK, but like this is globally at the moment. People are feeling it globally. This is all on a spiritual level, guys. This is since COVID, right? Over the past 2-3 years, we've been having a whole rise in the feminine and a rise in light. A lot of light has been coming through. And for that reason, right, because this is us ascending, this is like a whole other podcast episode I can do for you spiritual besties, right? This is us ascending into the fifth dimension, right? And we've been living very much in this 3D world, and we are moving into the 5D. And because of that, we're moving, and that basically is love, the vibration of love. And because of that, because there's been such this big rise, this ascension process, we are, the light that is coming through is shining a light on all of the shit. It's shining a light on all the shadows. That's why we've had COVID. That's why we've had things like the Black Lives Matter movement going on. We've had all sorts of major events, major world events, the Queen's death, like these things that are kind of just like shaking the whole freaking world up. And again, now it's coming down to what banks are saying and this cost of living crisis and all of this thing. This is because we are shining a light, we are rising, we are ascending, and you can't help but see all the shit that's going on. right? You have to look at all these shadows in order to move through it, like I was saying before, right? So a bit of a tangent there, like that's like the spiritual reason that all of this is going on, and it's been going on since COVID. Now, when you get sucked into that fear, guys, you get sucked into the rat race. You get sucked into this 3D fear, right? For me, I'm going to tell you, I manifested 100K a year. I manifested the most money I've ever made in my life during a crisis with COVID, right? Where everybody else was furloughed, losing their jobs, like not knowing what the fuck was going on. I managed to manifest the most money I've ever made in that time. So when I say this is your financial reality is really a set of beliefs, and the energy you hold around those beliefs, it is the truth. Because whilst everybody else was in fear over what was going on in the world, I was bringing the money in. The money was being attracted to me, and it happened. And if it can happen for me, it can happen for absolutely any one of you, provided that you're not destroying the energy around it. So I'm going to talk through three things to kind of think about around this time. If you are being sucked into the fear around this cost of living crisis that we keep hearing, which, by the way, we're going to stop even saying that. Like, that's not going to be a part of our language. That doesn't exist for us. Okay. And this is part of changing your belief system around it. So we're going to talk you through three things to think about to put your mind at ease and help you shift into a new vibration around money in this time. So the first thing I want you guys to do is stop spending, right? Funny. Stop spending and start investing. There is a totally different energy around the two of these things. This is something that really like shifted my whole reality around money, right? When I actually stopped spending, right? Spending things, because in my mind, spending things, I feel I'm just letting that money go and it's never going to come back. Whereas investment to me has always meant, well, I'm giving something and I'm going to get something in return for this thing, right? Now, one of the biggest things I've told you guys, and I did a whole other episode like way back, you can scroll down and find it on money mindset, and definitely actually go back and listen to that episode because I talk through some of the major things about money mindset in there. But one of the main things is that, you know, money is energy. And if you're holding on to your money, if you're hoarding your money, if you're saving, of course, you're not going to see any energy return to you. Because you're not letting any of it go. That's like anything in life, you know? If you don't love people, if you hold back love of people, you're not going to cultivate love in your life either, right? So one of the biggest things I say is like, make sure you guys are letting go of your money if you want to see more return. But now in a time like this where you're fearing it, you're in a big, big fear mode over money, then just letting go of money here, there, and everywhere isn't going to be easy to do, right? And I completely get that. So what you got to do is you got to shift your mindset into what you're spending on and what you're investing in. And now this could be anything, guys, right? I'm not talking like, you know, because obviously, yeah, you invest in your business. If you've got a business, you'd invest in a coach, a life coach, a manifestation coach like myself, if you want to transform your life. That's what investing means, because you're getting something back, you know, if you really do commit, because that's the next thing, like you got to commit to what you're investing in. And when you do have the mindset around investment, you're more likely to commit. But this is small things as well, guys. I use this. Let's say, for example, when I get my hair done, right? My hair costs me when I get like get it dyed and get it cut and get like extensions or anything like that. That can cost me like hundreds of pounds, right? Now, some of you might be thinking, why the hell are you spending hundreds of pounds on your hair when we're in a crisis, right? Now, listen, that isn't spending for me, that's investing. I'm investing in myself. I'm investing in the way I look, because you wanna know why? I feel like a fucking goddess when I have my hair done. And when I feel like a goddess, I'm obviously gonna be in a vibration of goddess energy. And what's that gonna attract into my life? More amazing things, right? Because I am raising my vibration. So that money that I am investing is coming back tenfold to me, because I feel like a bad bitch when I have my hair done, or when I have the clothes that I'm wearing feel good, right? So spending is very different to investing. If you're going out and you're just spending on, let's say, like takeaways or like coffees every day when you don't need to be buying those coffees, like, is it really raising your vibe when you buy that coffee? Yeah, sure, it might do for a few minutes, but like, is that actually raising your vibe for like the rest of the month, buying that one coffee? Probably not. That's what spending is. That's why you can hold back on those things. Investment is different. Because if you're going out going, I need to buy that blazer, like I need to buy that blazer because I know when I put that blazer on, I feel like such a bad bitch that it's just going to shift my entire energy and I'm going to feel like I can show up and show off and be that woman. Go and invest in the blazer. Don't hold yourself back. You know, in these times where you feel fear, you've got to invest, right? So either if it is on those small things like doing your hair, get like buying those clothes that make you feel good. I don't know, like, you know, investing in your career, investing in your life. Like I said, maybe it is spending thousands on a coach. Maybe that is what you've got to do. Guys, when I first invested in my very first coach, it was at the peak of, not the peak. It was when COVID first started and suddenly everybody was like, oh my God, I don't have a job. And I put all of my savings into a coach in that time. And I swear, my family didn't get it. A lot of people didn't get it. They were like, what are you doing, Jess? Why are you like letting go of all that money now in this time? One of the biggest risks I've ever taken. And it came back tenfold, right? Because in those moments, you're going, fuck the fear. I'm going to invest because I'm going to get something back from this, you know? So don't stop yourself from letting go of your money in this time. I think it's going to be the biggest thing that's going to hinder you. Because again, you know, if we're believing that this crisis doesn't even exist, that money, there's like an abundance of money, if that is our genuine belief, are you going to hold back on letting go of the money? No. So that's where we have to go back to our beliefs and go, what am I actually believing here? For me right now, there's no issue. So I'm going to keep investing in myself. I'm going to keep that flow going, you know, and I'm going to do it sensibly. I'm not going to spend, I'm going to invest. So there's a different energy around the two. So I want you guys to think about that. Where in your life have you just been spending? Where can you like stop just spending and where can you start investing? And I just want to quickly add on here, like some of you might be listening thinking, well, what if I just don't have the money, Jess? Like what if there's no money in my bank account to even invest? There is always something. There is always something there. And you guys know it. Like you guys know it. You know that there's something in your savings. There's something in that bank account. You have made some money that month that you can invest. Totally different energy. Invest in a tiny thing that's going to raise your vibration. That's going to move you forward. That's going to push you forward. Like I said, it could just literally be going out and buying yourself some flowers and being like, you know what? I'm looking at some flowers that I've got in the corner of my room, thinking they light me up when I look at them. That's amazing. And I have invested in that. I haven't just spent willy-nilly on some flowers for myself. That was an investment that I made for myself, right? A lot of this as well, guys, is going to really tie into your self-worth around what you believe you deserve. And that's a whole other topic around money that's very, very important. Because if you don't believe you deserve it, then how are you going to invest, right? Investment means I'm doing this for me because I'm going to get something out of it. So just remember that it can be big, it can be however small, it doesn't matter how much you're actually letting go of, it's the energy around you letting go of that money. When you spend it, you're letting go of it and you're believing it's not coming back. When you invest it, you know that's going to come back to you and it's going to come back tenfold. So the second thing I want you guys to think about in this time is being in a bubble of love. Being in a bubble of love, right? Cultivating love into your life. For me, love and money are the same energy, right? And I talk about this a lot in the masterclass that I did, and I'll be going in on this inside my money mindset course as well. Like, love is an energy that honestly, it's the highest frequency of all. Now, when just going back to what I was saying before about when everybody was kind of in this fear mode around COVID and around all the different events over the last 2-3 years, I was just in this bubble. I was in this bubble of love. There was nothing that was going to freaking get to me because I was so high in my frequency, and that's all the inner work that I'd done. And I didn't let any of the fear come in. The fear never came in. And that's why money was so attracted to me. And I would say that this, again, it goes back to what I said at the beginning of this episode. If you really want to cultivate more money into your life in this time, you have to stop observing what is happening around you, and you have to be in your own space, in your own bubble. You have to shut out things, the fear. You have to really work on shutting out the fear, which actually is, it takes a lot of energy. It takes a lot of your energy to do, because we're very susceptible to it when we're wobbling, when our vibration wobbles. We're so susceptible. And like I said, you know, I did get sucked down, like, not long ago, because I was doing so much shadow work. Like, my vibration was like, I'd forgotten to plug in light, right? And that's something I tell a lot of my students to remember when doing shadow work. But I was like in quite a heavy vibration, and therefore, and I remember going round to my parents and them talking about, you know, the energy, you know, gas prices going up and all of these things. And I remember just like sitting there and being sucked into the conversation, and then suddenly realizing that is not who I am. I'm not here for this. I don't entertain this fear, you know, and being able to protect yourself and protect your energy around other people that are fearing it is so important. So like I said, turning off the news, stop listening, stop being sucked down on social media when you're scrolling. Don't read these things. Have that self-awareness and commitment to this, you know, where you do shut it out and be in that bubble, because that bubble of love is going to be attracting that money in for you. Now, the final thing I want you to think about around money to cultivate more money into your life around in this time is to, this is again, another belief system thing. This is check in with your beliefs, right? Because you guys have got to be believing that the money actually freaking exists. You know, when like a lot of things are being thrown around, like banks talking, government talking, and it's like, you know, this money is just not there. It's just suddenly disappeared. It's like, it doesn't just suddenly disappear, guys. The money is still here. The money is still flowing around this economy, around this global economy. It's not just suddenly disappeared into thin air, right? This money is in the pockets of other people that are going to spend it. Now, do you believe that that is your money or not? And again, this is a choice, right? I know that there's a lot of wealthy people out there, right? I also know that there's a lot of wealthy people out there that spend their money, that or invest their money. It depends how well they are with their money mindset, right? Money is just a tool. This tool is always here. There is an abundance of it. It never disappears. It never goes anywhere. It never just suddenly drops off the planet. Like, it is here. It is circulating around this economy. Now, whether you have it in your pocket or someone else has it in their pocket, that person is going to let go of it, you know, because that's the flow. And that means, guys, that you have an opportunity to make that yours. You have an opportunity to put that in your own pocket. It's still there. It still exists. And I think sometimes when we're dragged down into this fear, we can start just suddenly believing, oh my God, this just disappeared. There's not enough of it. It's just not here. There's none around, right? Again, this is cultivating the energy of abundance and understanding that there is an abundance of money, there is abundance of love, there is abundance of every kind of energy on this planet, right? And if you shift those beliefs around this, then you're going to actually start to see money attract to you, because one of my big beliefs is that that money is my money, you know, just as much as it is your money or anybody's money, right? It is all of ours for the taking. And there's an abundance of it out there. So check in with your beliefs around the you know, this money actually does exist, and it exists for you just as much as anybody else. So to sum this up, guys, as I've said before, your money reality, your financial reality, what you're cultivating into your life right now is simply a set of beliefs and the energy you hold around those beliefs. And if you guys know that you need to do more work on this, because guys, I never stop working on this. I know that there's more and more and more that I want to cultivate into my life, because I know that it's a tool, and I know that I can use it, and I can use it for good, and I can use it to serve more of you guys, and I can use it to expand my business and serve people globally, you know, and And not just that, but I can use it to spend for myself because I deserve that, right? If you guys know that you need to do more work around this or that you desire to do more work around this, then I think this course is going to be the exact course for you. And I feel like I've maybe channeled this 6-week money mindset course that's going to be coming out. I feel like it's channeled now because it is such a time right now where so many of us are in fear. And it's my job as a light worker to help you guys push through that fear. You guys and myself, I'm always doing this with you, right? And so I feel like it's really been channeled at the right time. You know, because I could have brought a money mindset course out ages ago, but I just feel that there was a lot of shadow integration that I've had to do. And I feel globally, now is a time where we need this work more than ever on our mindsets, right? Because we all deserve to live in abundance because we can. It's out there for us. So if you think that this is something you want to dive into, this money mindset course will be for you. I'm going to be bringing more information out on this very soon. Make sure you're following me over on Instagram because I always release things over there first. So you'll be the first to hear it. And if you're not signed up to my mailing list, get up there because I'll be dropping a few emails for you all as well. But yeah, so just know, guys, put your minds at ease a little bit. Let's cultivate this new energy. Let's step out of the fear. Let's actually start to, again, like I said, be strict with yourself over it. Turn off the news. Stop listening to what other people are saying. And let's move into this brand new energy because we're all going to be, you guys that listen to me, we are all going to be the most abundant we've ever been. In this time that everybody else is calling a crisis, we're going to be calling it one of the most abundant times of our whole freaking lives, right? And I know this. So just sending you all so much love. If there's any questions that pop up, let me know in the DMs and let me also know like your biggest takeaways of this episode. Drop me a DM, tag me on my Instagram stories because I love seeing them tagged on there. And I will chat to you all next week. Lots of love, guys. Thanks for tuning in, guys. If this episode resonated with you, share it with a friend who you think would love it too. And if you want to let me know how you found it, just screenshot this episode, add it to your Instagram story, and tag me at I am Jessica Paul so that I can throw all the love right back at you. And of course, subscribe, hit those 5 stars, and leave a review to show your support and to keep the good stuff coming. Sending you so much love and gratitude from your girl, Jess.